station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the most popular morning show anywhere on the internet. You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia right here on LA Talk Radio. If you'd like to take part in the show today, give us a call at 323-203-0815. And now your program hosts, Sam and Mia.
Good morning and welcome to Friday.
It is Friday.
Yay. It is Friday. We have Mia here to remind us every day what day it is.
in the most enthusiastic fashion.
Yes, in case you guys missed what I said. It's commentary on the day of the week.
Well, it could be Friday, or it could be Friday, because that's how people really feel.
That's true. I mean, the week just seemed to fly by.
This week, we didn't even have a week. We were here like twice. Speaking of which, are you feeling better today? Are you good?
I'm feeling better today.
Good.
Thank you, yeah.
Awesome.
I know. We had Rosh Hashanah dinner the other night, and I woke up a little sick.
Yeah, Shana Tova.
Thank you.
Did I say that right? I kept seeing people like post that everywhere. So I was like texting it to all my Jewish friends. I was like, Shana Tova, Shana Tova. They're like, oh my gosh, how do you know that?
I know, it's funny. Sometimes on Facebook, I'll see somebody writing in a foreign language, and I'll do a translation and write it in their language, you know? And it's so funny because...
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, you know, they think you know the language and stuff. And
well, then, it's the new year, right?
Yeah, it's a new year, yeah.
So what exactly is that? What do you do? You just have a big dinner and you celebrate?
Yeah, you have a holiday dinner and stuff, and that's it, you know. Usually people take the next day off, but, you know, to me it just happened because I didn't feel well. But, and then we had a holiday, and then you were gone on Tuesday, and... We were gone yesterday, so you're right.
Yeah.
There was no week.
We didn't really have a week.
It just kind of was a bleep.
We had like one working day, and now it's Friday.
That's good. That's the way it should be, you know? That's the way it should be. I'm sick and tired of getting up early every day.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It's tough, man. I don't get to bed before 2:30, you know? And I don't know how to... pry myself off the computer. I don't know how. It's like in the back of my mind, I'm like, I'll wait till 2, you know? But it's just because at night I get like so involved in the work and stuff that,
why 2 a.m.? Like, why is that specifically your...
Because anything beyond that is really late. You know?
Well,
I figured that way I get about 6
Why
and
not
half.
Like 1:30 at least? Like
good,
you could start
question.
By trying to...
Because I figured I can sit for another half hour. I'll deal with the tiredness in the morning. You know?
Yeah, see, like that's the worst for me.
It is.
Like when I'm like, oh, I'll just deal with it in the morning. But then the morning comes and you're like, oh, I can't deal with it. Like,
I know.
It's the worst.
I know, and I mean, it's the hardest for me, the hardest thing for me to do during the day is to get up in the morning, to get out of bed, you know. But I was reading, it's called sleep inertia, and,
There's a name for it?
There's a name for it, yeah, because the body wants to keep sleeping, and, you know, you're doing something against the nature, so what happens is that,
Well, there you go.
There you go. So that's why I don't get enough sleep, you know. But, I mean, I used to be a morning person. I still am. I love the morning. But
what? No, you don't.
I do.
No, no, no. A morning person is someone that loves to get up early in the morning.
That's
not you.
No, I love to get up early, but I don't. That's it. I mean, I wish I could.
Yeah,
I used to get up early, but now, you know, it's like 10 o'clock on the weekends, you know, and that's late.
Yeah. I mean, I love sleeping in.
Yeah.
You know, that's my thing. If I could sleep in, like, I will keep going till
noon. I know,
like,
you can
noon.
Keep going, you know? And then I feel my whole day is shot, you know? That's why I don't do it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but, I know. I hear you.
Yeah, but it's still, that's why I like coming to the show, because then I have a reason to get up early, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard, but, you know, you do it. You got to get up sometime, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. Well, what about this weekend? You have any exciting plans?
My weekends usually happen spontaneously, so I don't have any plans. I usually don't make plans for anything. I like to play it by ear.
Look at you. I'm spontaneous. Yeah. I'm Sam. I'm my weekend spontaneous.
Exactly. I'm open to all opportunity. So that's funny, yeah. But definitely not Vegas, man. It's too freaking hot here. You know, what's going on in Vegas? What was it when you were there? Like 115?
You know, I don't know, but it was humid. That's what was so weird, is that, you know, being in the... Yeah, you know, in the desert you'd think it'd be more of a dry heat, but it was just humid. And just, like, my face sweat. Like, it's weird. No other part of my body was sweating but my face. It was just driving me nuts because it was, like, sweaty and, like, red and gray. And I even had my hair up. Like, I'm like, I don't even care. Like, I don't know how those girls do it.
Yeah.
Like, full out, like, hair extensions, like, down their back. Like, ugh. Like, ugh. How are you? Ew. Ew. Like, you know, you have to wash those extensions, you know?
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
Otherwise, they're all, like, sweaty and gross. And that's got to be a process.
That's a lot of work to put extensions on, huh? Well, I guess our guest is going to tell us in a few minutes.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, he might know.
But, yeah, that's interesting, though, that women wear extensions and stuff.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah,
actually,
well, I mean, I think it makes their hair more, like, fuller, too. I mean, I don't have them.
Yeah.
People used to ask me all the time, like, oh, my gosh, extensions. I'm like, nope.
Yeah.
Nope. Not, I'd be getting a natural weave. Hey. Yeah. No, I don't know. I just kind of, you know, people ask me a lot about my color, too. And it changes, you know, in the sun.
Yeah.
You know, my hair color. Like,
oh,
I get,
does?
Like, natural, you know, streaks of other things going on. I don't know. People are always like, oh, my gosh, so what is that? What's that? I'm like, it's called mine. I don't know. I don't dye my hair. I used to, though. Like, in high school, I had, like, black cherry hair.
Really?
Yeah, it was, like, kind of, like, reddish. Like, it sort of looked black, but then in certain light, it would look like a deep, like, reddish, purplish. Mm. I went through a phase of different, like, reds and purples, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, dark purples. It was kind of cool.
Yeah,
I liked it. It's just so much upkeep. You know, because then the thing about red is once you're washing it a lot, then the color changes.
Oh, really?
You know, and
like
then your
brown,
roots grow out, and it becomes like a brassy kind of red.
Yeah.
You know, and not so much of like the vibrant like purple-ish red.
Yeah.
But then you gotta, you know, get your roots done and all that stuff. Yeah, I don't know how like blondes do it.
Yeah.
You know, because they have to. You know, they have a lot to.
That's true.
If they want like that more natural blonde look, that's not like, oh my god, I'm Barbie, I have bleached blonde hair, I'm so cool, everybody look at me, it's so blonde, it's almost white. Like, no, like, if you know, unless you're like that, you know, blondes have to get like different tones of like browns and other natural colors mixed in there too.
Okay.
Like, it's so it just seems so complicated.
Yeah, it does.
They have to do that all the time. I'm like, I couldn't afford that.
Yeah, I know.
It's crazy. Well, I mean, even just to start, I don't think I could ever put a streak of blonde in my hair.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't think it would, I don't think it would fit. I mean, well, actually, no, I take that back. I sort of, when I did a photo shoot for Wella, they do like, you know, dyeing products and, you know, shampoos and whatever, stuff like that. And yeah, I did a photo shoot for them. They did this really cool, like, they dyed my whole head kind of like a lighter chestnut brown. Mm-hmm. And then they did like my bangs in like different blondes. Like, they kind of had like wispy bangs. And then like up at like the, I don't know. I don't even know how to just like describe it. Like, there's no way I'd be able to walk into a salon and be like, hey, can you do this to my hair?
Oh,
like,
really?
I don't even know where they came up with this stuff. But it was like the bangs and then that first part of like the top of my head was blonde, like going back to like the crown of my head.
Uh-huh.
And then at the bottom, I had a little strip of blonde, just at like the very end of like a piece of hair, like in the front on the sides.
Yeah.
And it was it was so cool looking, especially the way they would style it.
Yeah.
Because they would do part of it like curls, and then the other part would be like straightened.
Wow.
So it was like, I don't know. I can't even describe it, but it was the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, I bet you had fun.
Yeah, it was. I tried to repeat it a couple of times, but then they just couldn't match up the color right. And then it would be like too blonde, and it was like a white blonde. I'm like, oh, okay. If I can't go back to Luz Segovia was her name, the one that did my hair. I'll never forget that. If I wasn't able to go back to her, I'm like, I should probably just not do anything this complicating anymore.
Exactly. Just so
I went
to
back to my natural color. But yes, that was my crazy coloring escapade.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll talk a lot about hair in a few minutes. And because we have a special guest here that specializes in that. So that's funny that we got talking about hair.
Oh, I know.
But there's a couple of things I wanted to bring up in the news. I mean, I can't believe this. This Missouri man exposed 300 people to HIV. Yeah, he's had it like for years.
Oh, my God.
And, so he was charged with, I think he's gay or something, because they're talking about his partner. And,
so how do they know that they were able to trace it all back to this one man?
Well, because the thing is this, is that the partner suspected it. His partner, his current partner. So he probably compelled them to go and get tested because, you know, he probably complained to the police or something that he didn't tell them.
Right.
So this guy went on and confessed then that he had unprotected sexual encounters over 300 times with strangers, you know, in the park and, whatever.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you know, that's one thing is that...
In the park?
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, look, gays
do
that.
Dudes have sex in the park?
Yeah, they have sex everywhere, man. I'm telling you. You know, haven't you heard, like, in gay bars, they have sex in the bathroom all the time and shit like that?
Oh, I've heard of that.
Outside.
But
yeah.
In the parks?
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, that's the thing. Look, when you have a man and a woman, the woman sort of, like, dictates the pace and everything, you know, and whether you will or not.
Yeah.
She's the gatekeeper. But when you put two men together, man, there's no, like... There's no limit, you know? There's nobody to stop them.
Although, no, I wouldn't say that all women don't like having sex in public places. Like, it's like that kind of thing, like, oh, we might get caught. We're being so dangerous. Like, that could be kind of hot.
Yeah, but that's not what I mean. I mean, you know, I mean, like, picking up people at a park. You know, a woman would not do that.
Oh, no, no. Yeah. Oh, gosh, no. I'm talking about, like... You're like, you know, with someone, and it's like, oh, hey, I have this idea of having sex in a random public place.
Yeah, no, that would be cool.
But
you know,
to like just be like, oh, hi there, nice to meet you. We're just so happens that we're meeting in a park right now. Want to fuck?
Yeah, and they do. They cruise each other there, and they do. That's exactly what they do. So
wow.
But it's obviously illegal to do this, at least in Missouri, they're saying. So he's. He's facing up to 15 years in jail for infecting so many people.
Well, yeah, think about it. Now all these people are going to be, you know, brutally affected for the rest of their lives.
Right.
So it's like, you know.
Oh, no, that's the thing. I mean, and who knows how many die from it, you know. But that's pretty irresponsible. But that's the thing. It's not only being irresponsible or being ethical about it. You can go to jail for doing that.
Yeah, well, especially if he knew.
Yeah.
You know, that's like, dude.
It's like having a weapon, you know?
Yeah, it is. It is. I know. I heard things about, I think like in Florida or something, they were putting like affected needles on the gas pumps or something underneath. So when people would grab it, the needle would like infect them or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, that was going around in Florida. Like, they were putting, you know, the infected HIV needles in places where they know people wouldn't see them, but people would, like, grab something.
Right.
And then the needle would, like, oh my God.
Yeah. I can't believe how many people are...
I couldn't even imagine.
I know.
I think maybe
like
they just
the
figure, like, hey, I'm going down. Might as well, you know, bring some other people down to misery along with me, you know?
Yeah. I don't know, but, you know, what's interesting is I was reading yesterday that about there's been an increase of 80% in heroin use in this country in the past 5 years.
Oh, my God.
80%.
Oh.
And, I mean, that's a hard drug, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, just to having to inject yourself you know, I wouldn't be able to do that, even if I wanted to do heroin. You
oh
know,
my
there's
gosh.
No way. But they do that.
No, I'm and, so, ugh, I'm like deathly afraid.
And I feel
needles.
Bad for
that's
them because
thing.
I think heroin yeah. addicts are, you know, are.
Yeah, well, that's the one thing, man. That is hard to get out of.
Yeah.
That's a rough, really rough recovery road.
Yeah.
If you're, you know, if you're going down that route.
Yeah. So don't go that route.
Yeah. No, yeah. Don't go that route by any means.
That's the best answer.
Yeah. I saw this thing on Instagram that somebody posted. Actually, a couple crazy things I saw that I wanted to talk about. One of them, there was this guy that was trying to rob like a convenience store.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he had a gun and the, you know, the convenience store owner behind the counter, I guess he was like a, you know, military guy that was also carrying. Ooh. So I saw the video clip of like the guy coming up like to the counter all like, oh, give me your money.
Whoa.
And this dude just grabs his gun out and like puts it right up to his face and is like, get the fuck out of here. And it was
I
like, oh,
that.
Like little did he know,
yeah.
you know, he was, you know, ex-military guy.
Whoa.
And was, you know, and was packing heat. So it was like. Boom. It's probably in Florida or something because everybody's packing heat in Florida.
Yeah, I was reading about it, but I didn't see the video, so that sounds pretty funny.
Yeah, somebody posted a video clip, but you just see the guy come up, and then you just see him have his gun up to his face. Like,
know,
oh, that's so
funny.
Brilliant. I love it. You know, I think, oh, it's an older gentleman, and he's not going to do anything about it.
Yeah.
And sure enough, like, bam,
I know,
in your face.
It says armed clerk turns table on robber.
Yeah.
But I didn't see that the video yet.
Yeah,
that's interesting, man.
Yeah, and then the other funny thing that I saw on Instagram, somebody posted a picture of an article of, I guess there was this couple, and they were, you know, they're engaged, planning their wedding, they're going through pictures to be like, oh, let's find, you know, photos to show during like a slideshow or something at the wedding.
Right.
And the, you know, the female came across this photo of her when she was a little kid at Disneyland, like standing next to Mickey Mouse. And in the background, her fiance was like, oh my God, that guy pushing the stroller is my dad and the kid in the stroller is me.
Wow.
So they were both at Disneyland at the same time, but didn't know it. And they were like little kids.
And even in the picture.
And then in the picture, she's like, oh, look at this picture. He's like, wait a minute. That's me way back there in the stroller.
Wow.
In that same shot, the same photo. I was like, whoa. Like, could you imagine something like that?
What a
like,
story.
How trippy.
Yeah.
That's so exciting.
What
I saw
story,
that and I was like, wow.
Wow.
That makes me happy.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Awesome. Well, let's bring in our guest. He's been sitting here very patiently. Why don't you go ahead and introduce him to us?
Oh, okay. This is my buddy Fulton, and he owns Barber Dolls. It's right on Hollywood Boulevard. I'll let him talk about that.
Okay, welcome to the show, Fulton.
Thank you. Thanks
yeah,
for
get
having
closer
me.
To the mic.
Okay.
So Barber Dolls, what's that all about?
Barber Dolls is a hair salon that I opened about 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We're located in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And we have like a little gimmick. It's called Barber Dolls because I have an all-female staff that works for me.
Oh, wow.
And they're all like super hot.
I know. Well, I'm sure. It had to be a guy doing this, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Just like with the pieces of ass, you know? I mean, men always think of how am I going to surround myself with all these beautiful women? You know?
Right.
So I'll open a salon.
Yeah, exactly.
Go
and
ahead.
4 years ago, we're still going strong.
That's awesome. So your idea was right. Right
yeah,
on.
Yeah, we just celebrated our 4-year anniversary this past weekend.
That's
so,
cool.
Yeah.
So so it's just hot women, right?
Yeah,
cutting your hair and stuff. Is there like a theme to the salon? I mean, when you come in.
Yeah, well, I have like a man cave area. We have like
wraparound
reclinable sofa, and we have a few TVs. So
wow.
I always have like either the PlayStation set up or, you know, on Sundays we have the Sunday ticket. So we have all the football games.
Right.
So, you know, sometimes we have customers come in, get their haircut, watch the football.
Wow.
Have a adult beverage and
that's
enjoy
cool.
the Sunday. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So it's like a complete solution type of a place. You know, you come in here, you relax, you get your haircut, you know, you get nice scenery, you know, and
yeah,
what else do you need? You know,
yeah,
play PlayStation.
Yeah, exactly. I just thought it was a simple concept that I just decided to bring to life. So,
but now how did this come about? Were you in hair before that?
No, I was dating a really hot hairstylist.
Oh, okay.
That I met on a movie I was working on.
Uh-huh.
And at the time, I had really long hair. Uh-huh. I hadn't had my hair cut in a while. And we had moved in together, and she convinced me to cut my hair. So yeah. I was just sitting in the apartment, getting my hair cut by my girlfriend. Uh-huh. She was wearing like a sexy outfit, and I was watching.
You got the idea. Wow.
I was watching TV, drinking a beer, and I was just like, wow, this is how a haircut should be. And then I just kind of put that into motion, you know?
Yeah. So, wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So do you guys get any female clientele at all? Or
yeah, we do.
Men, right?
I mean, I got my hair cut there.
Yeah, but you
They're
know
really
him,
good.
Right? Did you know
yeah.
him before that?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so, okay.
Yeah, but no, we do women's hair as well.
Do you?
Originally, I thought it was going to be a spot for just guys to come in, but women right. have come in and they love it too. And
really?
We do everything. We do men's cuts, women's cuts, we do cut, color, extensions.
Yeah.
We do extensions.
He's pointing so. At
the yeah, right. We were talking about right. that earlier.
Yeah.
So,
funny.
But yeah. yeah, it's a, you know, we don't discriminate. We take yeah. care of men and women.
Definitely,
so.
Just like Hooters, right? I mean, they're targeted
right.
towards men, but women come there too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know. It's pretty cool, actually. So so you've been doing it for 4 years now.
4 years,
which
yes.
means you've succeeded pretty much. I mean, if you keep doing
yeah,
what you're
I'm
doing,
pretty you'll successful.
Be fine.
You know, pat myself on the back. Right?
Were you thinking of opening more locations or?
It's definitely a thought that's been in my mind. You know, I don't know exactly how soon that might happen, but it's definitely something that I'm working towards. Yes.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
the location you're at right now is super prime. I mean, you're right
really?
On Hollywood Boulevard. You
yeah.
know, near like Highland-ish. So
yeah,
it's
we
like
are.
Great location.
Yeah, we're right in the middle of the madness,
yeah.
as I like to call it. So.
So you had to find a good location too, right? I mean, that's what you considered when you found this
yeah,
location?
Yeah, I was looking for a location that had a bunch of foot traffic, and what's better than Hollywood Boulevard?
That's true, yeah.
So we get the best of both worlds because we had the locals that come back regularly, and then we also get the tourism rush, which in the summertime is insane, but it, you know, with the weather out here, tourism is year round, you know.
Right,
so,
exactly.
Yeah, that was my thinking for the location.
That's
so,
good. Yeah, that's awesome. So you get walk-ins too. And
yeah, lots
like
of
that, right?
lots of walk-ins.
Yeah, so that's good. That's a good location. Yeah, I know some people place their salon in a place where nobody walks, you know, and then it's really hard to find them.
Right.
You know? So,
right. Yeah.
So that's good that you thought about that. What did you do before that? I mean, are you like into business? Are you a businessman?
No,
this
is my first business venture. I worked on movies before that. That's
right.
why I moved out here from Maryland.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
About 9 years ago, I moved out here. I started working in the entertainment industry, doing porn.
Oh, really?
No, I'm just kidding.
I don't
like,
know. What
wait
do you
a
know?
Minute. I don't remember you ever telling me about that.
Everybody does porn in this town.
No, I do lighting for... Uh-huh. film, commercials, TV shows.
Cool.
Yeah, I still do it. I'm working on a TV show right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Sean Saves the World on NBC.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming out this fall. So
oh, wow.
Check it out.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to that in a minute, though, because it's interesting that you do lighting and stuff like that, because it's very interesting, lighting and stuff. I started being exposed to lighting and everything when I was doing computer animation, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you do it in 3D and you got to put like virtual lights in there to know how to light things and stuff. And I realized it's like a whole profession. It's a whole thing that you need to learn, you know.
Yeah.
It's not that simple, you know, in photography and things like that, you know.
Right. Yeah. A lot of people don't realize what it takes
right.
to actually make a movie. You know, behind the scenes is just a whole different world, and lighting is, you know, one aspect of it.
That's true.
But yeah, I mean, we make the actors look good.
Yeah, you there
know?
You go. Well, maybe you can help us light the sign that you were complaining
right.
about.
Yes, seriously. I know. We took the photos by the LA Talk Radio sign. There's like track lighting right above our heads. So, like, I don't know. Just our faces are like shadowed really weird. And we always.
Well, maybe
know.
It's the side you're standing on. We'll switch sides today. Let's see
no,
if it happens.
No. It's all. It's even like the guests, whoever's standing in the middle. Like, girls have told me too. Like, Oh, man, that lighting is, like, making my
face
look
weird.
Okay, well,
what can I do? Look, there's a lighting fixture. I can't move it any farther back. That's what it is. It is what it is.
I'm just saying. All right.
I've seen the photos, and Mia always looks great.
Yeah, she does. You can't make her look bad.
I know. Hey. Come on.
Yeah. But, no, this is interesting. So, do you notice these things when you go to places and stuff, like the lighting, that?
For a while when I was watching TV or movies, I would kind of look, I would notice stuff.
Right.
But I've gotten out of that habit because then I wasn't able to enjoy what I was actually
That's
watching.
That's true, yeah. So, I know, when I do that, it's the same thing. You know, it's like when you watch a movie for the technical parts of it and stuff, you know, the acting or, you don't pay attention to the film.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah. So I just kind of, you know, focus on the task at hand and not worry about the other aspects, you know, because when I'm on set, that's when I worry about that.
Yeah, know? I figure, so. Yeah. So that's cool. So you were born in Maryland, right?
Yes.
And you grew up there?
Yeah, 29. I lived there 29 years.
Oh, okay. All right. So you just came out here recently, would you
say? 9 years ago.
Nine years ago.
I'm pretty old.
Yeah, you're getting up there. No spring chicken. Right. Come on, old. He's 30s. He's old. It's all relative, I guess, right?
Right.
Yeah. You look super young. I didn't even know you were that old.
Yeah, I look good for my age.
He sounds good, too. Doesn't he have a great radio voice?
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
Like, it's so, like, yeah. I don't know.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Soothing, right?
Yeah.
So, in Maryland, what were you doing there? Were you doing, you were not in movies there, right?
No. Yeah. I was waiting tables and bartending.
Really?
Yeah, I started working... Years? A long time, from 18, like 10 years. Yeah.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. I lived in a little beach town called Ocean City, Maryland.
Uh-huh.
And it's basically a 10-mile strip of just beach, bars, hotels, restaurants.
Wow.
And in the summertime, I would work at the restaurants. And then in the wintertime, it would turn into a ghost town.
Really?
Like it's, you know, 30 degrees, you know, nobody's going to the beach. Yeah. But, I was just kind of a beach bum bartender.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's the life, huh?
Yeah. Well, I did go to school, too. I got my college degree.
Oh, did you really?
During that process.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So I don't know how you managed.
I wasn't that much of a bum. I just like enjoying my life, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so. That's a good thing. Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. So that's what you did there. Now, did you, so what made you move to LA? I mean, had you been here before that? Before you moved?
Yeah, when I was a kid, I used to come out here every summer.
Uh-huh.
I had an aunt, uncle out here and some cousins. So.
Oh, okay. So you know what you were coming to.
Oh, yeah. I knew I always wanted to move out here. It just took a while. Mm. But
The weather, huh?
Yeah, well, the weather, definitely. I hate cold weather.
Yeah.
So.
And the girls, of course.
Oh, wow.
The most beautiful ones here.
Yeah, by far. By far. It's pretty unbelievable.
It is, you know. Like, I mean, it's like everybody in the world. They look in the mirror. Oh, I look good. Okay, let me move to Hollywood.
Right.
You know? And that's what happens, you know. So you get a lot of beautiful women here.
You know? I mean.
Beautiful men, too.
The average girl out here is a 10 somewhere else, you know what
that's
I mean?
That's true.
So,
yeah. Yeah, it's like pretty much you take, like, you know, each... you know, hot chick or two from every, like, even small town or whatever, and okay, I'm good enough to go to LA.
That's what I'm saying, you know, I mean, there's so many women from small towns coming out here, you mm-hmm. know, they would never be anything in their town.
Right,
And they come out here, you know, and they're, like, in demand, you know, so go figure, you know. Wow. So did you know what you were going to do here when you moved?
I knew that I was going to work in the entertainment industry.
Oh, really?
That's why I moved out here. I took a few film classes in college. I knew that I, you know, was interested in it. But I had no connections, nothing. I just packed up and rolled out here.
Wow.
And
hoped for the best.
Yeah.
Right.
I worked, I took an internship for a month working for free.
Oh, wow.
That turned into a job, and then the next one turned into a job, and, you know.
Nice. Nice.
There you go.
That's
I'm
cool.
still doing it today, part time. Yeah. You know, I'm not doing it all the time. But
really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
So,
what did you take in college?
I majored in mass media communications.
Oh, really?
So,
wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So, but you decided you're not going to do anything with it, or what?
Well, I mean, I just wanted to be out here and like working on movies. I mean, right. It's kind of.
Most people don't use what they did in college anyway. It doesn't really matter, you know.
Right. Yeah. I really didn't need.
Expand your horizon a little bit, you know.
Yeah, I didn't really need the degree that I have to do what I'm doing right now.
Right.
But you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Fulton does a little bit of everything. Yeah. You want to tell us about your street meat truck?
Oh yeah, yeah. I also have. I also have a hot dog cart.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
But it's not like, I mean, you know which ones I'm talking about. You know, you're on like a Saturday night. You've got like two people, and there's like one little like grill thing, and then like hot dogs, three meat. You want three meat? You know.
I love.
Well,
those.
No. He's got like a legit like. Huge like kiosk. They have like churros and pretzels and like everything.
Wow. Health department approved also.
Really?
Yeah.
So you get to haul that around town and stuff, huh?
Well, I set it up in front of my shop at night.
Oh, okay.
I have an area, so I'm set up right on Hollywood Boulevard, and I do the bacon wrapped hot dogs. You know,
really?
LA's famous bacon wrapped hot dog.
Yeah.
Street dog.
Street meat.
Wow.
Street meat. Yeah.
Yeah. Usually the Mexicans specialize in this, right? But you, how did you get into that?
Well, when I was a teenager, I actually worked a hot dog cart for a summer. And I don't know. I just feel like I have this great location on Hollywood Boulevard.
Right.
Why not take advantage of it?
Yeah.
Which, you know, the barber shop is open 7 days a week, but we close at 9. So on the weekends, I can get out there at 10 o'clock and sell street meat from
That's
10
true.
To 2:30.
Wow.
And take advantage of all the drunk people that are walking up and down the boulevard.
That's true. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work though. So you work many hours.
Yeah, right? it is a lot of work. I should probably hire somebody to do it.
Yeah.
You know. But
yeah.
I'm just getting it going. I haven't been doing it that long, so I just want to get everything ironed out first, and then I'm going to look at hiring somebody or at least maybe a promo girl to help me at first, you know,
and then
see how it goes.
I need another job. I'll do it.
All right. Let's do it.
Put her on the street corner with those big signs.
I have a bullhorn, so when people are walking by, I'm like yelling at them and stuff and just having fun out there. Like,
oh
I'll
gosh.
Say, put a wiener in your mouth, buy a hot dog.
Well, I'm going to definitely come visit. I mean, you definitely have a good solution, you know.
Right.
You have a hair salon, you know, with hot chicks. You got food outside.
Right.
You know, what the hell? What more do you need? You know, he's got it all figured out.
And then also,
just open a dispensary.
Right. Next door. Just put a weed shop in there. And we're covered.
And it's
But there's tattoos as well, right?
You know,
you
that completely
tattoos.
Slipped my mind. I have a
it's
tattoo.
All right. I got you. I got you, bro.
You got my back. Thank you. I've got a tattoo artist at Barber Dolls.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right inside the salon, huh?
Yeah, he has his own private tattoo studio in the back.
Uh-huh.
His name's Ryan Wilson. You can check out his work on Facebook. Ryan Wilson Tattoos. He does some good work.
Really?
Yeah, really good work.
So do people just come in and suddenly go, you know what, I'll have a tattoo? It doesn't happen like that, right?
I mean, yeah, because, you know, a lot of people on vacation from other countries and stuff, they want to get a tattoo and they want to get it done on Hollywood Boulevard. That's why there's 12 tattoo shops in a one-block radius.
Really?
So people will just walk in and be like, yeah. You know, they see the sign and it's just spur of the moment type thing.
Oh, that's cool.
Some of the tattoo shops, we're open from 1 to 9, but some of the shops stay up until 3 in the morning.
Right.
Just to try and get the drunk people, which,
mm-hmm.
you know, you get a drunk person stumbling in and, you know, before they know it, they've got something tattooed on their forehead.
Right,
you know?
Yeah. Now, isn't that like illegal or something to do a tattoo on a drunk person? I mean, I would think it should be, no? Because your judgment sucks.
I don't know. I mean, I've never heard of that being a legal issue before.
Right. Because a lot of people get tattooed when they're drunk, right?
Yeah. Well, you sign a release form. So once you sign that form, you know, the tattoo artist is kind of waived of any negligence. You know, it's their choice, you know.
Right.
Like, obviously, you know, they're hard up for money if they're trying to tattoo somebody who's passing out in their chair. You know what I mean? So I guess it's up to their discretion, you know. It's not like they have a breathalyzer in there, so
That's
you know,
true.
It's hard
That's
to judge
true.
Who's drunk and who's not drunk, you know. But That definitely happens. Yeah. You know, there's been people that have woken up the next morning leaving Hollywood Boulevard and being like, oh, man, what the hell did I do? But, you know.
So have you gotten a chance to learn about hair over the years and stuff? I mean, because, you know, you're the boss. You want to know something about it.
Right. Well, it was definitely learn on the job. Mm-hmm. I literally had no idea how to run a salon when I opened it.
Yeah.
But
it's pretty scary. I mean, when you don't know, it's a field that's not yours, you know. You've never dabbled in it at all.
Yeah.
And then you get the idea and you open it, but you go, I have no idea.
Right. You really have to depend a lot on your employees at that point, right. You know, which puts you in a dicey situation. So you really have to hire good people around you.
That's true.
And honestly, like the crew I have now is a great staff, you know. I couldn't be happier with them. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was a work in progress or process, because I had no idea how to run a salon, but
yeah.
You know, you live and you learn, and you know, 4 years later I'm still there, so
yeah, very good.
I adapted pretty quickly, I guess. You
That's
know?
True. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, because because otherwise employees take advantage of you if you don't understand what's going on. You know, besides, you're not gonna make the business survive if you don't understand it.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. So I see where you're coming from. So what do they wear, like lingerie and stuff like that? What do they wear?
No, it's kind of, I let them dress in their own style. They wear Barber Dolls tees, like V-neck tees, and then they kind of have their own style with their hair or like their, you know, skirt or shorts or whatever it is they wear. Originally, that was kind of the idea, but it didn't really work out that way.
Right.
So. But, you know, it's still like all female staff, cutting hair,
still
good looking girls.
Skin.
Yeah.
Do you have
the
stripper pole in there?
Yeah, the stripper pole is still in there.
Does anybody use it?
They have a stripper pole.
You know, the girls mess around on it occasionally. But, I mean, we get people just popping in off the sidewalk. Oh, can I use the pole real quick? I'm like, sure, go for it, you know. Like the party we had our anniversary party on Saturday, like I was saying, and it got a lot of use at the party.
I'm sure it did.
Yeah. That was a raging party.
Wow.
You guys missed it.
Yeah,
missed out.
And how large is your staff? How many girls do you have there?
I have 5 girls and then the tattoo artist. So I have six people working for me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing. So do you have to put... So I see where you have some time left for other things too, because you probably have... It's probably running itself for the most
part. Well, I have a manager.
Right.
So I kind of trust her to run it when I'm not there, which enables me to go work on like the TV show.
Right.
When I get called for that. So.
Right. So it's really cool. I mean, you like to do different things and stuff.
I like to make money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I...
So you do whatever it takes.
Whatever it
Even
takes.
Even grab hot dogs
money.
And bacon.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I figure you might as well take advantage of my time.
Yeah, no, like, but that's the people who have money. It's the people that want money, you know, and that love money, definitely.
Yeah. They say money can't buy happiness, but it can buy a whole bunch of other things.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, there you go.
You got to have money to live, so.
Yeah, and to do more than that, actually.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially out
agree.
Here in California. Mm-hmm. Wow.
I know.
Unbelievable.
You need a lot of money, man. Because there's so many things you want to do, you know, and it's everything does take money, you know.
Yeah.
If you want to go to nice restaurants, man, a couple $100,
yeah.
You drop there, you know, and it's not cheap, yeah, yeah. So so you came here for the movies, but you ended up doing the lighting part of it, right?
Yeah.
How did you get into that?
Well, I was interning with this real low-budget production company that made low-budget horror films. And
there's a lot of those. Huh?
Yeah. This company is actually still around. Like they're pretty successful for doing what they do. You know what
wow.
I mean? But I started working there, and I just like met some of the guys that were doing lighting, and I didn't really know what I wanted to do, but that's interested me. So mm-hmm. I started like working with them and just learning on the job.
Wow.
And from that point, you just meet people and make connections, and it's all like a freelance style opportunity. It's so,
right.
You know, like you can get called by, you know, you could work with somebody a week ago and then they have a job coming up. They'll give you a call if they mm-hmm. like you or whatever. And that's kind of how it, mm-hmm. it just connections and networking, you know?
Yeah.
And that's how I got to where I am now. Like I work in the union now, and I work on like pretty big stuff, you know.
Wow.
So
See, that's amazing. And, you know, that's a lot like me also. It's like I've been getting into things that I had no experience in whatsoever. You know, like I got into computer animation, and then I got into online marketing and interactive things and stuff like that, and then the radio station. So, yeah, it's like you don't need official formal education to be able to do the things you want to do. And you just learn. You learn on your own, you know. And I think it's especially today, with all the information available everywhere on the internet and stuff, there's nothing you can't do.
Yeah, well, heck, know? I mean, I didn't I didn't think in a million years that I'd be on the radio. As a job. So that was,
That's true.
Fell into this out of nowhere. I'm like, all right, I'll figure it out as I go.
Exactly. So cool. So you work on television and film, or just one?
Mainly television shows, but I've worked on feature films as well.
Yeah. Do you have to do like live shows too?
Right now I'm working on a sitcom, so we do every Tuesday there's a live audience taping.
Right.
Which is really cool. I'd never experienced that before. It's pretty cool, you know. The actors are, you know, in game, you know, they got their game face on the whole day because they're performing in front of 300 people, live studio audience. And it's actually, you know, if you ever get a chance, you know, you should go to one of these studios and watch one of their sitcoms. Because it's pretty cool.
I know. I went to one a long time ago, if you remember Three's Company, which is probably... But I went to
Jack Tripper.
Yeah. So definitely I went to the final episode, the recording there, and it was such a great experience, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
wow,
you get to see them in person. Yeah. It's like going to watch a play, because you're not watching it through a camera. You're watching it live, you know? So it's pretty funny. But so when you do like a live show like that, do you have to interactively work with the lights, or you just set them up?
Well, normally we pre-light, so everything's pretty much lit. But there are small things that we have to do, like make some minor tweaks or changes.
Right.
But for the most part, we're just kind of on standby just in case.
Right, you set it up in the beginning.
Yeah. We're usually ready to go at that point, yeah.
Yeah. So what are your plans... Moving forward, are you going to expand your career in film and television? And is that what you want to do?
There's some things that I've written a feature-length horror film.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's just sitting on my computer right now. But there's some things I want to do with that. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of on the back burner right now. I have other ideas as well. So I'm always coming up with ideas and writing them down at least so I don't forget them. And you know, I got a bunch on my plate right now, but it's stuff that I plan to do in the future, for sure.
That's good.
Yeah, I know. It's like every time I talk to you, you've got some new business venture going on. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
I've got that always, drive.
Always interesting.
Right.
The head is always turning, right?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
I gotta say though, probably my favorite was the hot dog stand when you told me about that. Like, I had to see it to believe it. God.
Yeah, you
no
might
way.
As well start like a food truck or something now, you know?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like
along food
the
trucks
same
are
line.
Huge.
They are huge now,
yeah.
Huh? I mean, people like follow them, right? Like through Twitter and things
like
that.
Yeah, oh, I know. I think where is it? In Venice? I did it once, and then we didn't even end up using, you know, any of the food trucks to get food. We ended up going to a restaurant. I'm like, guys, what's the point of this? But yeah, like in Venice, it's like the first Friday of every month or something. They have like all the food trucks lined up.
Oh, they all gather there.
In Venice, and then people, you know, try all the different ones, and then you can like vote on which ones you like the best, and it's like a whole, you know, festival of food trucks.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool. I'd actually like to go sometime and legit try the food trucks and
not just go
sit at a restaurant.
I know.
Seriously,
and I hear the
I'm
food's
down.
Pretty good too, you know. I mean,
yeah.
They get lines, you know, pretty long lines there, so it must be pretty
good.
Yeah,
I've heard the grilled cheese truck is pretty awesome.
Oh, that's what I've had that on set.
Yeah.
On Community. Yeah, towards the end. It was like our last our last week before wrapping, and they actually, I think I have like a really funny photo of it too. But yes, I'm like obsessed with grilled cheese, and there was a grilled cheese truck. It
but
was
I mean, how much
amazing.
Can you do with a grilled cheese? You
well,
know,
you
I mean, how
can
you screw it up? You know?
On it. You can put avocado. You know, a bunch of different stuff, and they got the fries and the different seasonings and what have you.
Okay.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So it's
I mean,
like gourmet.
Usually that's how the taco trucks are. You just have like a few options. You know, they kind of specialize in one thing. I feel like it mostly started off with like taco trucks. Like it was mostly like Mexican food, and then they just sort of expanded, and they have, you know, like Korean barbecue trucks and you know, like everything you can
sushi.
Think of.
They
Chinese
have sushi
food. Yeah,
trucks.
Sushi trucks.
That's a little scary.
Yeah,
and,
I
don't know if I'd
but you know, but at the same time truck, though, I mean, I think they sell like a lot, so it probably still stays fresh. You know, I can't imagine they would drive around with bad food.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah.
I hope not.
I know. But sushi, you need to sit at a bar or restaurant and actually eat it. That's the way I see it.
Yeah, and drink some sake, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Get into it.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny how Californians are so much into sushi, you know. I used to, like, totally oppose it until I tried it a few months ago, and now I go all the time.
Amazing. I love sushi.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It is. And you got to find the right places to go, though.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. You get, like, your key places, and you're like, okay, this is where it's at.
Yeah.
This is the good sush. awesome. But, Like, I mean, I have this one really cool place that's right by my house, and it's just so fun because they play good music and it's always packed and people are just going crazy, but their happy hour is amazing.
Wow.
Like, that's what I love about one of those sushi restaurants is their happy hour. Actually, that one place was pretty cool. The one that we went to.
Yeah. That
down
place
the
is great.
Down the street from you. What was that called?
Kino.
Okay.
Sushi.
Yeah, they like decorate it like really fancy. Like they don't just like throw the roll on your plate. Like I got some crazy like cucumber thing and they made like a flower out of cucumbers and like they had a whole display and it was so awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, that place is pretty good. Yeah. That's my go-to spot.
That's the thing about sushi. Also, it looks good. It looks appetizing. You know, it's just attractive to look at.
Yeah,
you know?
Colorful so, and
yeah.
Well, most of it, I will say, I usually like to get the eel rolls, and that doesn't always look so attractive, but it tastes amazing.
Delicious.
Yeah, I love eel. Unagi. Yum.
So where are you at now? Do you still have that hot girlfriend that helped you with the hair salon? Or?
Nah. she's long gone.
Okay.
She doesn't even know about the.
The salon?
The salon, or
really?
Even the idea. I don't think I even told her the idea, because it was just, originally it was just a little idea in my head, you know. I wasn't, you know, I was like, well, this could be a business, but I wasn't necessarily planning on opening the business, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I never even told her about it, so.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, she's long gone.
Interesting.
I didn't want her stealing my idea.
Yeah, well, there you go. Now you'll eventually get married. She'll take half of it.
Right.
So, there you go.
Yeah, that's how it works in California.
Yeah.
Right?
All right. Well, Fulton, thank you so much for joining us. So, do you have a website or something that people can go to also?
Yeah, it's www.barberdolls.com, and it's spelled D-O-L-L-Z. You can find us on Twitter at Barber Dolls, or on Facebook, it's under Barber Dolls. And I just want to say real quick, we're having our 4-year anniversary sale this month. Mm-hmm. So we're doing $15 men's deluxe cuts.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a shampoo.
Plus a hot chick. I'm coming, man.
Right.
Yeah.
Totally.
And I'll get a hot dog, too.
Yeah, you
but
get
no tattoos for me.
Right on. Yeah, no tattoo unless you get drunk and then
you
never
know.
Yeah,
there you go.
Right? But the men's deluxe cut's $15. You get the shampoo cut, 5-minute scalp massage, hot towel, face wrap, and a complimentary beverage.
Wow.
We're also doing a special
That's
for
a great
women.
Deal.
When is that Saturday, did you say?
It's all month long.
The whole
month
of
September.
Long. September,
yeah.
Okay.
All of these deals. There's two more. Hold on.
Real okay.
Quick. Women, the women's deluxe.
Hold on, Sam. Hold on. Don't get too excited.
The women's deluxe cuts, $35. That's a shampoo, conditioning treatment, cut and blow dry, only $35. And then we're also doing a free haircut if you get a color service. Of $65 or more.
Wow.
Yeah, so come check out
Sounds
these
amazing.
Deals.
They're yeah, those awesome. Are great deals, you know?
Yeah, that's a really good deal.
Very good deal.
I think I'll
yeah.
come in too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
We'll have a hair day, Sam.
Yeah.
How about
for
it?
Sure. Yeah, I'm still, because my hairdresser had surgery and she can't work anymore, so I found someone new, but, you know, it's not like I'm loyal to anybody right now
right.
at this point, so
okay.
I'll just try different places.
Yeah.
You know, what the hell?
Let's do it.
Okay, everybody, check out Barber Dolls, and it's barberdolls.com with a Z in the end. And thanks for joining us. All the best to you, man. You're
Thank
very
you.
Inspiring to a lot of people, I'm sure. And
yeah,
good luck.
Yeah,
keep on making a killing here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It was fun.
Okay,
this
no
was
problem.
Fun. Yeah. Thanks for coming, man. This is awesome.
Okay. Well, Mia, thank you. Thanks.
Thank you.
No Vegas in your weekend.
No, not this weekend.
Okay,
next weekend. Just kidding.
Yeah, take
no.
Bring it great for Vegas.
I know. Yeah. I know.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for listening. We'll see you on Monday.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for the show or if you'd like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please send an email along to sam@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning with Mia is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.